Crisis in America by Luby Riley. Thought, I'm sure most of us remember the story of Jonah and the whale. Jonah's mission from God was to warn the people of Nineveh that disaster was going to fall upon them if they continued in their sinful ways. It happened that Nineveh's people and their king did repent and their city was spared from destruction. America is at that point of judgment if its people continue in their wicked ways. There will be a time in the near future when God will say enough is enough. If we go by the title of Christian, there are principles we need to look at in choosing the next leader of this great nation. Does he support Israel, the apple of God's eye? Those countries that partner with God's chosen ones will be blessed. Does he value life in the womb, pro-life? Does he support our rights to protect ourselves, gun control? Does he protect our religious rights to worship as we please, whenever and wherever? Does he protect freedom of speech without draconian rules and regulations? Does he agree this country is based on Judeo-Christian morals and principles? These are vital questions we need to ask ourselves as a Christian when we vote for the next leader of America the Beautiful. There are three ways this nation can continue to stay under God's blessings. I call them the three C's. Confront, acknowledge that you are a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, Romans 3:23. Confess your sins before God. But if we confess our sins to Him, He can be depended on to forgive us and to cleanse us from every wrong, 1 John 1:9. Commit, rededicate your life to Christ and His purpose for you. Commit to the Lord whatever you do and He will establish your plans, Proverbs 16:3. Note, vote responsibly this election so that God will continue to bless America. Prayer, Father God, shine your light on the lost souls in this country. Help them to turn from their sins and put you first in their lives so this nation can continue to receive your blessings. Amen. Verse, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then if my people will humble themselves and pray and search for me and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land.